Let's do Spade Jones. Sponsored by... Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Andy, I can't find my speed jokes.
Should I share?
I want to share.
Found them!
Found them. It's like that every day at my house, by the way. Then Brenda opens up the fridge and goes, it's right here. Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg, and we've got jokes sent in from Shell in Aurora and James Wing in Southwest Michigan and Steve Fortuna, the author of the new book, Is That Seat Taken? Available on Amazon Books. The writer Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin. The Schultzes in Princeton. Katie Forrest in Wooddale writes, we are back from a 2.5-week trip through the Panama Canal. We brought back lots of good souvenirs, but nothing as special as a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Mike Swist in Chicago sent us a joke. Logan Schillinglaw did from Franklin, Tennessee. And Vicky, a.k.a. Mugless Vicky from Crystal Lake. Thank you all.
So, John, yesterday at the gym, I watched a guy do 50 push-ups. Do you think you could do that?
Not to brag, Andy, but I once watched someone do 100.
John, what's the scariest tree in the forest?
Bamboo.
John, what kind of shoes do ghosts wear?
Boots.
John, how do you know if a zombie likes someone?
They ask for seconds. Guy goes to confession and says, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I've spent the week with seven beautiful women. And the priest says, just squeeze seven lemons into a glass and drink it. The guy says, that will cleanse me from my sins. And the priest says, no, but it'll wipe the smile off your face. Andy, my wife says she's leaving me because I'm too insecure. No, wait, she's back. She was just making tea. Never mind. Andy, my wife said she's leaving me. She says, it's my obsession now with CB radios.
Oh, no.
She said, it's over. Over. Should we let that guy in? Did he already go past?
I think he went past.
We don't normally live.
I think he's coming in.
Random.
Random strangers?
Now that we don't have to. Come here for just 1 second. Now that speed jokes are over. Oh, sure. Now Dave Bennett will walk into the studio. Stand right there for just a second. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest in our studio who should be in bed right now. Hello, sir.
Why should I be in bed? It's 10:42 in the morning.
Right. You're actually happy to sleep until six o'clock.
Six-ish. Six, which is great.
Been enjoying your broadcasts on Saturdays, Dave.
Thank you. It's been a fun season.
Yeah, it really has been. And on the lake to boot. So what are you doing in the building right now?
I'm doing a little video thing here.
What is that?
And I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Okay, don't say if you're doing something special. Say, yeah. But you look really good, and you look
thank you.
Remarkably refreshed.
Yes, yes. And now I look harried and ragged. Yeah,
I know.
Good.
And I have my family with me today, my son Steve.
Yeah,
and,
hi, Steve. Nice to see you again. And I believe I know the lady on the other side of the glass over there, too.
That would be my bride.
Hi, Karen.
So you guys look great.
I'm wearing a jaunty blazer today.
Yes, I know. Notice. We noticed. And, but it's got a little purple in it, which I like, John.
Yes, I thought you might be swinging by. I wear something every day.
I figured.
It's really been. So, we got to move on with other things, Dave. We saw you walk by the window. It's good to see you in the house.
Nice to see you. Happy birthday.
Thank you for that. And give us. Weren't you just on a trip recently, too? No, you were.
I believe.
Yeah, you were gone for a couple weeks, remember?
Talk to us about the next broadcast. What's your next game?
We are at Nebraska Saturday.
Yeah.
The Wildcats are looking to win five in a row, and they're still one of nine teams, I think, have one loss or less in the Big Ten this year. So, you know, they're one win from bowl eligibility.
How about that?
And Nebraska, obviously, a very tough place to play. And the Cornhuskers are coming off a tough loss to the Gophers on Friday night.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. Then back-to-back road games, Nebraska and USC.
We can beat USC.
We'll see.
USC.
And we'll see about that.
So Chicago really has a winning tradition right now. The Blackhawks have been on a little bit of a streak.
Been doing well for
it. The Bears are undefeated since going
0-2.
0-2. Now they've won four in a row.
Mm-hmm.
How good do you think the Bears are, Big Cat Dave Ennett?
You know what? I would say I was feeling better about them until Sunday, but not every game is going to be perfect. And I mean, they're better, but you got to be ready against a 1-5 team, and they're going to play another 1-5 team this week. So
I think the question I've been asking everybody is, do you think they win 9 games this year?
I think they do.
You do?
I think they do.
I didn't at the beginning of the year, but I do know.
You know, the more they play, the less I think they're likely to
really
win. I think these are hollow wins. I don't think that 4-2 record means anything.
Well, if you figure out a way to come out of there at 4-2 and on a 4-game winning streak, then they do mean something. But it's, look, you got to win your home games, and you got to steal a game here or there that nobody expects you to win.
This guy sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen.
Give him a job.
Good to see you guys.
You know, we've got some weekend openings now because
we do.
I don't know if you want to work.
I'll get back to you on that.
Steve, you're in.
Hey, I was hoping I'd be able to jump in on speed jokes, but
yeah,
I'm trouble finding
parking.
I noticed
you waited until the very last second there. Dave Enna, ladies and gentlemen, listen for him Saturdays and then through the week once the hoop season starts here on WGN Radio.